then Sir Gaheris was wroth that Sir Kay had a fall. Page 458. Then he cried, "Knight, sit thou fast in thy saddle, for I will revenge my fellow." And then King Mark was afeard of Sir Gaheris, and so with evil will King Mark rode against him, and Sir Gaheris gave him such a stroke that he fell down. Then forthwithal Sir Gaheris ran into Sir Andred and smote him from his horse quite that his helm smote in the earth and nigh had broken his neck, and therewithal Sir Gaheris alit and gat up Sir Kay, and then they yode both on foot to them and bade them yield them and tell their names other they should die. Then with great pain Sir Andred spake first and said, "It is King Mark of Cornwall. Therefore be ye ware what ye do, and I am Sir Andred his cousin." "Fie on you both," said Sir Gaheris, "for a false traitor and false treason hast thou wrought, and he both under the feigned cheer that ye made us." "It were pity," said Sir Gaheris, "that thou shouldst live any longer." "Save my life," said King Mark, "and I will make amends, and consider that I am a king anointed." "It were the more shame," said Sir Gaheris, "to save thy life. Thou art a king anointed with cream, and therefore thou shouldst hold with all men of worship, and therefore thou art worthy to die." With that he lashed at King Mark without saying any more, and covered him with his shield and defended him as he might. And then Sir Kay lashed at Sir Andred, and therewithal King Mark yielded him unto Sir Gaheris. And then he kneeled down and made his oath upon the cross of the sword that never while he lived he would be against errant knights. And also he sware to be good friend unto Sir Tristram if ever he came into Cornwall. By then Sir Andred was on the earth, and Sir Kay would have slain him. "Let it be," said Sir Gaheris, "slay him not, I pray you." Page 459. "It were pity," said Sir Kay, "that he should live any longer, for this is nigh cousin unto Sir Tristram, and ever he hath been a traitor unto him, and by him he was exiled out of Cornwall, and therefore I will slay him," said Sir Kay. "Ye shall not," said Sir Gaheris, "sithen I have given the knight, the king, his life. I pray you give him his life, and therewithal Sir Kay let him go." And so Sir Kay and Sir Gaheris rode their way into Dinas, the seneschal, for because they heard say that he loved well Sir Tristram. So they reposed them there, and soon after they rode into the realm of Logris. And so within a little while they met with Sir Launcelot, that always had Dame Bragwaine with him to that intent he weened to have met the sooner with Sir Tristram. And Sir Launcelot asked what tidings in Cornwall, and whether they heard of Sir Tristram or not. And Sir Kay and Sir Gaheris answered and said that they heard not of him. Then they told Sir Launcelot word by word of their adventure. Then Sir Launcelot smiled and said, "Hard it is to take out of the flesh that is bred in the bone, and so made them merry together." Chapter 39. How after that Sir Tristram, Sir Palomides, and Sir Dinadan had been long in prison, they were delivered. Now leave we off this tale, and speak of Sir Dinas, that had within the castle a paramour, and she loved another knight better than he. And so when Sir Dinas went out on hunting, she slipped down by the towel, and took with her two brackets, and so she yied to the knight that she loved, and he her again. So when Sir Dinas came home and missed his paramour and his brackets, then was he the more rather for his brackets than for the lady. So then he rode after the knight that had his paramour, and bade him turn and joust. Page 460. So Sir Dinas smote him down, that with the fall he brake his leg and his arm, and then his lady and paramour cried, "Sir Dinas, mercy," and said she would love him better than ever she did. "Nay," said Sir Dinas, "I shall never trust them that once betrayed me, and therefore, as ye have begun, so end, for I will never meddle with you." And so Sir Dinas departed, and took his brackets with him, and so rode to his castle. Now we will turn unto Sir Launcelot, that was right heavy, that he could never hear no tidings of Sir Tristram, for all this while he was in prison with Sir Darras, Palomides, and Dinadan. Then when Dame Bragwaine took her leave to go into Cornwall, and Sir Launcelot, Sir Kay, and Sir Gaheris rode to seek Sir Tristram in the country of Surluse, Now speaketh this tale of Sir Tristram and of his two fellows, for every day Sir Palamedes brawled and said language against Sir Tristram. I marvel, said Sir Dinadan, of thee, Sir Palamedes, and thou hadst Sir Tristram here, thou wouldst do him no harm, for a wolf and a sheep were together in a prison. The wolf would suffer the sheep to be in peace. And wit thou will, said Sir Dinadan, the same is Sir Tristram at a word, and mayst thou do thy best with him, and let's see now if ye can skift it with your hands. There's an asterisk after the word skift. An asterisk reads, to skift is to manage. Return to text. And then was Sir Palamedes abashed and said little. Sir Palamedes, said Sir Tristram, I have heard much of your maugre asterisk against me, but I will not meddle with you, and as this time by my will, because I dread the lord of this place that hath us in governance, for and I dread him not more than I do thee, soon it should be skift. And so now we will go to the asterisk, which was against the word maugre. The word maugre means ill will. Return to text. And so they peaced themselves. Right so came in a damosel and said, Knights, be of good cheer, for ye are sure of your lives, and that I heard say my lord Sir Darras. Page 461. Then were they glad, all three, for daily they weened they should have died. Then soon after this Sir Tristram fell sick that he weened to have died. Then Sir Dinadan wept, and so did Palamedes, under them both making great sorrow. So damosel came in to them and found them mourning. Then she went unto Sir Darras and told him how that mighty knight that bare the black shield was likely to die. That shall not be, said Sir Darras, for God defend when knights come to me for succor, that I should suffer them to die within my prison. Therefore, said Sir Darras to the damosel, fetch that knight and his fellows afore me. And then anon Sir Darras saw Sir Tristram brought afore him, and he said, Sir knight, me repenteth of thy sickness, for thou art called a full noble knight, and so it seemeth by thee, and wit ye well it shall never be said that Sir Darras shall destroy such a noble knight as thou art in prison, howbeit that thou hast slain three of my sons, whereby I was greatly aggrieved. But now shalt thou go, and thy fellows and your harness and horses have been fair and clean kept, and ye shall go where it liketh you upon this covenant that thou, knight, wilt promise me to be good friend to my two sons, to that be now alive, and also that thou tell me thy name. Sir, said he, as for me, my name is Sir Tristram de Lyonesse, and in Cornwall, where was I born, and nephew I am unto King Mark. And as for the death of your son, I might not do withal, for, and they had been the next kin that I have, I might have done none otherwise. And if I had slain them by treason or treachery, I had been worthy to have died. All this I consider, said Darras, that all ye did was by force of knighthood, and that was the cause I would not put you to death. But sith ye be Sir Tristram, the good knight, I pray you heartily to be my good friend and to my sons. Sir, said Sir Tristram, I promise you by the faith of my body, ever while I live, I will do you service, for ye have done to us but as a natural knight ought to do. Then Sir Tristram reposed him there till that he was amended of his sickness, and when he was big and strong they took their leave, and every knight took their horses, and so departed and rode together till they came to a cross way. Now, fellows, said Sir Tristram, here will we depart in sundry ways, and because Sir Dinadan had the first adventure, of him I will begin. Page 462. Chapter 40. How Sir Dinadan rescued a lady from Sir Bruny sans pite, and how Sir Tristan received a shield of Morgan le Fay. So as Sir Dinadan rode by a well, he found a lady making great dole. "What aileth you?" said Sir Dinadan. "Sir knight," said the lady, "I am the woefulest lady of the world, for within these 5 days here came a knight called Sir Bruny sans pitié, and he slew mine own brother, and ever since he hath kept me at his own will, and of all men in the world I hate him most. And therefore I require you of knighthood to avenge me, for he will not tarry, but be here anon." "Let him come," said Sir Dinadan, "and because of honor of all women I will do my part." With this came Sir Bruny, and when he saw a knight with his lady, he was wood wroth. And then he said, "Sir knight, keep thee from me." And so they hurled together as thunder, and either smote other passing sore. But Sir Dinadan put him through the shoulder a grievous wound. Or ever Sir Dinadan might turn him, Sir Glynis was gone and fled. And then the lady prayed him to bring her to a castle there beside, but 4 mile thence. And so Sir Dinadan brought her there, and she was welcome, for the lord of that castle was her uncle. And Sir Dinadan rode his way upon his adventure. Page 463. Now turn we this tale unto Sir Tristram, that by adventure he came to a castle to ask lodging, wherein was Queen Morgan le Fay, and so when Sir Tristram was let into that castle, he had good cheer all that night. And upon the morn, when he would have departed, the queen said, "Wit ye well, ye shall not depart lightly, for ye are here as a prisoner." "Jesu defend," said Sir Tristram, "for I was but a late a prisoner." "Fair knight," said the queen, "ye shall abide with me till that I wit what you are, and from whence ye come." And ever the queen would set Sir Tristram on her own side, and her paramour on the other side, and ever Queen Morgan would behold Sir Tristram, and thereat the knight was jealous, and was in will suddenly to have run upon Sir Tristram with a sword, but he left it for shame. Then the queen said to Sir Tristram, "Tell me thy name, and I shall suffer you to depart when ye will." "Upon that covenant, I tell you my name is Sir Tristram de Lyonnais." "Ah," said Morgan le Fay, "and I had wist that thou shouldst not have departed so soon as thou shalt. But sithen I have made a promise, I will hold it with that thou wilt promise me to bear upon thee a shield that I shall deliver thee unto the castle of the Hard Rock, where King Arthur hath cried a great tournament. And there I pray ye that ye will be and do for me as much deeds of arms as ye may do. For at the castle of Maiden, Sir Tristram, ye did marvellous deeds of arms as ever I heard knight do." "Madam," said Sir Tristram, "let me see the shield that I shall bear." Then the shield was brought forth, and the field was gules, with a king and queen therein painted, and the knight standing above them upon the king's head, and the other upon the queen's. Page 464. "Madam," said Sir Tristram, "this is a fair shield and a mighty, but what signifieth this king and this queen, and the knight standeth up both their heads?" The asterisk reads, "Up both their heads, on their heads." Return to text. "I shall tell you," said Morgan le Fay, "it signifieth King Arthur and Queen Guinevere, and a knight that holdeth them both in bondage and in severage." "Who is that knight?" said Sir Tristram. "That shall ye not wit as at this time," said the queen. "But as the French book saith, Queen Morgan loved Sir Launcelot best, and ever she desired him, and he would never love her, nor do nothing at her request, and therefore she held many knights together for to have taken him by strength. And because she deemed that Sir Launcelot loved Queen Guinevere, paramour," the asterisk reads, "paramour is a lover." Return to text. "And she him again. Therefore Queen Morgan le Fay ordained that shield to put Sir Launcelot to a rebuke, to that intent that King Arthur might understand the love between them." Then Sir Tristram took that shield and promised her to bear it at the tournament at the castle of Hard Rock. But Sir Tristram knew not that the shield was ordained against Sir Launcelot, but afterward he knew it.